Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Now, for those of you who may have been around 31 years ago when we opened the Cairns International Terminal, this will be very, very interesting indeed. Of course, way back then we just had suffered the ravages of the pilot strike. My God, it impacted badly on the economy up here. It was dreadful, just dreadful. But on that opening day out there and presiding was indeed the then Premier Wayne Goss, who was just outstanding in so many ways. But I remember him standing there saying, well, it's not necessarily particularly pretty, but very much fit for purpose. And he was right, because not long after that, we were attracting huge numbers of visitors from overseas, including up to 250,000 per year in Japanese visitors. In fact, we started referring to the airport, the international airport, as the engine room for our local economy. It really turned things around at a time when we desperately needed a turnaround. So people will be interested to hear that they're going to actually trick it up. In so many ways, people will look at it and say, well, it's always just been a big barn, but it was a very effective big barn. But now, apparently, having been closed down for, I think it says 18 months or something, they're going to look at doing some work to make it more appealing and perhaps better to access. It says business and advocacy leaders are zeroing in on a $100 million investment for the Cairns Airport, capable of turbocharging the city to the halcyon days that followed the arrival of the international terminal, international travel. Advance Cairns has released a Forging a Brighter Future document targeting both sides of government ahead of the federal election, headlined by an $80 million stimulus request to revitalise the international terminal and a further $20 million to attract a major European airline to fly direct into Cairns. Of course, Cathay have left us, deserted us, and there's been all sorts of efforts to attract somebody back. This is an interesting development. Goes on to say the manifesto outlines more than a $20 billion infrastructure spending across the region, but critical investment in the airport that could catapult the region out of the global pandemic, according to Chairman Nick Tromp of Advance Cairns, who's on the line here somewhere. There he is, Executive Chairman, it says here, Advance Cairns. Hello, Nick.
G'day, John. Now, you're right, the first time I'm chairman these days. I got rid of the exec chair job a little while ago. I got a CEO riding shotgun, so just chairman now.
All right. Going back to the halcyon days, I'm glad you're on the line to celebrate what was one, because there'll be people who've come in the last few years saying, a 250,000 Japanese visitors through the international terminal? And that's what it was back then. Talk to us about the halcyon days, what's happened in the interim, and getting back to those halcyon days.
Well, John, you'd well remember, you've been around the block for a few years. At 1984, they opened the international terminal for the first time as a dual terminal with the domestic terminal, and then in 1990, the shiny new standalone facility was opened, and they were heady days. There was new airlines coming in almost like every other week, it seemed, and as you'd remember, property prices were, the agents couldn't bang a sign in before they went up 20% on a weekly basis. It was all a bit crazy.
Yeah.
But that was really when Cairns was put on the global map as a tourism destination, and was the beginning of what culminated to your precise figures in 2007, when the Japanese market peaked at 250,000 visitors a year, which was unbelievable numbers. But of course, since then we've had challenging times in international tourism for a whole range of reasons that your listeners fully understand. But then, of course, in the last 18 months, we've had a cataclysmic event with the COVID and the international airport effectively being shut other than for a few freight flights each week. So we're now in a scenario where 30 years down the track, the international airport, the domestic airport's been great. It's been upgraded by the government before it was sold and by the current owners, multi-million dollar investment. But the international airport, if it were a house, is probably in need of a refurb, and that's very much the case today. So we know as business and industry leaders how important a functioning quality international airport is to the economy, and we've just talked about that, you and I. If we can get that airport back to being fit for purpose, And more attractive to airlines and visitors. Mm. That's going to be great for the broader economy.
Before we get onto that, Nick, do you often ponder, I presume you do, or from time to time, where we're going with the recovery from COVID, meaning what sort of numbers might we see coming through the international terminal in 6 months and 12 months? I mean, it won't be an instant return to the former glory days.
Look, I wouldn't think so, John. All I can probably point to is some sort of evidence that gives us hope is I was looking yesterday at some of the projected arrivals in terms of numbers of seat capacity domestically coming in post the December 17 borders opening up. And the numbers, whilst they're only seat capacity, we've got to get bums on those seats. The seat capacity numbers domestically look like they're going to be 20 to 30% higher than normal across the Christmas period in January. Normal being pre-COVID. So clearly at a domestic level, the airlines are expecting travel to snap back quickly. Internationally, I think will be a bit tougher going, but what will help us in that sense is that Queensland and Cairns, and Australia to a large degree as well, has been regarded as a pretty safe place to be through COVID. So for travellers in our region from places like Japan and destinations like Singapore, they know that we have not had the grip of COVID that has decimated other countries, and particularly in Queensland and particularly in Cairns.
Yeah.
So hopefully that gives them confidence to come back. I think the challenge, John, in rebuilding it is just getting the economic model to work, and our challenge internationally is that we're competing against Sydney Airport, Melbourne Airport and Brisbane Airport with its second new runway. So we're up against the big fish when it comes to international competition.
What are your thoughts on this pursuit of another international carrier fundamentally replacing Cathay?
Well, I mean, the airport, quite rightly, along with TQ, lead the efforts of pursuit for extra airlines. We won't ever see a direct replacement for Cathay into Hong Kong because clearly with the change in rule in Hong Kong, the dynamics have changed there a lot. But Singapore Airlines, pre-COVID, which owned Silk Air, was really firing into Cairns. They had daily flights. They were talking about going double daily. And there's a high degree of confidence that post-COVID, Singapore Airlines will reconnect and reconnect quite strongly. So I think that will be, if you want to use your expression, a quite replacement for Cathay. But the more interesting thing the airport's talking about now beyond that, or equally interesting, is with new aircraft technology, we could actually have direct flights out of Europe into Cairns, which we've never had before because the planes haven't had the ability to fly in one pass that sort of distance. But as London to Perth has proven, you can do it. So the airport is really eager to continue conversations with a range of airlines. I'm not privy to who they are, to find a direct route from Europe into Cairns. Now, John, if that happens and Singapore Airlines kicks back, so Singapore becomes a big hub and Japan reconnects with Jetstar and hopefully ultimately Qantas, then international travel might be much better than we think a year from now.
Yeah. This has been really worthwhile, Nick. Thank you.
Pleasure, John.
Got us all dreaming again. Nick Trumpf, Executive Chairman of, of Advance Cairns. And very interesting detail on that 30% higher as far as available seats into Cairns up to December 17. Obviously, if the airlines have done their homework effectively, that will be very encouraging for people in business. At the moment, it's not looking like a bountiful couple of weeks from the 17th. Certainly from Boxing Day onwards, though, it's looking much more encouraging. Fingers crossed. Nick Trumpf on the line there on the future development of our international terminal. 25 to 11.